consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Hello, my loves. Welcome to episode number 13. And pleasure in the bedroom and bank love show number 2. You guys, I truly think we are going to blow up the internet. This is live radio. So you do not want to miss this juicy episode. I am inviting my amazing sexy silver fox hubby Dan with me today, of course. And these are going to be monthly episodes where we're going to really talk about our relationship and how, even after 18 years together, we keep things hot. And here's the thing, entrepreneurship can be a tough journey in itself, right? And one of the aspects I see often that sabotage or hold back you on business success is a rocky spousal relationship, right? When we are energetically taken out from challenges in our relationship dynamics, it can negatively impact our ability to have energy to propel ourselves and our business forward, right? Where your attention goes, your energy flows. So if it's not flowing in your relationship, you're going to be taken out, and I don't want that for you. So if that is speaking to you, then absolutely this episode is for you. But this episode is also for those of you who do have an awesome spouse, and this is about taking it to that next level. We are going to share with you how we, meaning Dan and I, elevate our relationship through the power of not just effective communication. That's just one aspect, and I really believe that's foundational to any healthy relationship, but bringing in sexy, unconventional, fun ways to keep our romance hot. And trust me, you guys do not want to miss out on the crazy, sexy adventures we have never publicly shared about. I mean, we've shared some of these stories with our closest friends, but we're totally going to share these because we see the value in helping you stretch outside of your comfort zone. And as we're doing this, because we honestly haven't discussed anything in specific details about what we're going to say on our episode today. So this is totally going to be raw, real, unedited. Dan and I are here to stretch ourselves always. And in this moment, in this episode, we're absolutely doing that. So stay tuned. You're going to be like, I can't believe you're sharing this. I can't believe you're sharing this story. So keep you guys on your toes, teasing you. Here's the thing. Creating orgasmic energy in your life is the root of juicy creative flow and money flow in your business. This is why I call my podcast Soulgasmic, right? Activate your soulgasmic business. It's having multiple orgasms in every part of your life. And in fact, I'm sitting here as we're speaking this episode through, and I'm literally wearing lingerie. So just in case, because this is live radio as we're doing this, if you hear our kids come in during this live episode and they're asking, what are you wearing, Mom? You'll know why. And as always, I have my crystals here with me. We've got rose quartz for love energy, moonstone for enhancing intuition and psychic abilities. I've got my citrine for the life force energy of our solar plexus chakra, our energy center, and the sacral chakra, which is my favorite, all about the pleasure, sexual, sensual desires and energy, that creative juicy flow. And I bring in my former couples and family psychologist background to show you how to create empowerment and next level high vibrations in your relationship, which of course creates ripple effects in your business. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to our premier Pleasure in the Bedroom and Bank episode, I absolutely encourage you to go and dive into that at some point soon. So I'm going to share a little bit more professionally about my husband before we bring him on. Dan Haig is an incredible, caring man, a phenomenal husband. No, he did not pay me to say that. And amazing dad to our two very high energy boys. A generator of community, a champion of charity, and an avid believer that health is wealth. You guys always hear me preach about body before business. Well, he absolutely lives in that as well. He is a soloist finisher of the Canadian Death Race, which, if you don't know what that is, that's a 125-kilometer race up and down three mountains in Grand Cache, Alberta, which is just outside of Jasper, in Alberta, Canada, and he finished it in 22 hours and 21 minutes. Think about that, you guys. Holy shit. Like, running 22 hours. Oh my God. He is also a one-time record holder of the most amount of stairs climbed at the Great Stair Climber at Telus Tower in our local hometown of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, which is just, to put this in perspective, a 34-story high-rise office tower consisting of 716 stairs. You heard that right. He climbed this 47 times in 18 hours, meaning that he ascended and descended over 67,000 stairs. Yes, this is my sexy silver fox. And he happens to be a certified financial planner, registered retirement consultant, and a chartered insurance professional. Dan also has a business degree specializing in marketing. And ambitious people who have a focus on developing and maintaining wealth hire him to guide them through the complex world of finances. He helps you increase your confidence in your own financial picture, work with you to outline a solid path to achieve your personal financial goals, and is a pillar of support, ethics, education, and expertise. He uses efficient and effective financial strategies, some not available to general markets, to ensure his clients' wealth is enhanced. Bottom line, people trust Dan to walk them through this process to help them maximize their money. And he is certified across Canada. So, just saying. All right, so my lovely, amazing, sexy husband, let's welcome you. Hello, my love.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
You're welcome, always. So we decided we're going to start off this episode by sharing with you, because we're going to wake you up. We're not going to, like, take you right to the crazy adventure stories. I know that's what you are going to, like, freaking want to keep hearing about, and yes, we will get there, but we need to warm you up. You know, it's the foreplay. Like, what fun is it if we just go right there, right? So we're gonna foreplay with you guys right now. And we're going to share with you the attitude you must have as a foundation, not just individually but as a couple. It's so deeply important to have a foundation as a couple. And a huge part of that foundation is, can you guess what it is? It's trust, right? You need to have that trust and honesty and vulnerability and the ability to allow yourself to flow in your communication. It's really important to be able to know that you are a complete and whole person, regardless if you're in a relationship or not. And when you come in a relationship. Because here's a mistake lots of people make, and they just don't, you just don't know what you don't know. So I'm going to be here to share with you that in any healthy relationship, you are a complete and whole person always. It's not like Jerry Maguire says, you complete me, that all, you're a half person, you find your other half, and then all of a sudden you're whole. No. Okay, you are a complete and whole person. And this relationship is like another entity. I like to say it's a cherry on top. And through our episodes, you're going to see how the importance of having being your own whole person is really important in part of being in a relationship. So do you want to share, honey, like about the personal development courses that, you know, and how it's helped us and it's changed us?
For sure. Yeah. So the last 4 years has been an adventure. So about that time ago, how did we even get introduced to it? I can't recall. Anyhow.
I can tell you. This is the power of connections. So my mastermind coach, Jay Fassett, who I shared about in one of the episodes, earlier episodes, about personal accountability and importance of accountability, three levels of victimhood. So that was my coach, who then said, you, and I was a psychologist back then, and he said, you need to meet Rayanne Woodchuck because she can have has a lot more insight into supporting you with this. Because at that point in time, as you guys, if you have been following me, if you've been listening to my episodes, I was on this mission, and still a psychologist, to create huge impact in the world. And I really was feeling the struggle of my license being in the way. It was holding me back from being able to show up in the way that I really wanted to show up with regards to the impacts and the ripple effects I wanted to create in the world. And so it was through that that I we both then were led to the first level through integrity seminars. That's how.
Yeah. So these courses, integrity seminars here in Edmonton, a series of courses where it gets you to examine who you are yourself, the stories you tell yourself, the interpretations of how you identify different meanings in life, and how you relate to other people in life. It's a fantastic development of your own person. I can't speak enough of it. There's people that have come in from Colorado and California, and of course lots of people from Canada as well too, and everyone walks out of this with an amazing perspective that they've never experienced before. So that is how we decided to stretch ourselves, to live with more honesty in our relationship with each other and the truth to what we really want.
Yeah. And so in part of these personal development courses, as in any personal development course, this is about taking yourself outside of your comfort level. You are pretty much in this environment, this container where you can't run away from yourself. Your belief system will show up. It has to. And it does take courage. And I would say that's another attitude you need to have, is courage. It does take courage to look at your shit, you know, and so we get to explore what are the parts of us that work, what are the beliefs that serve and support us, and what are the beliefs that no longer serve and support us. And for me, there was a lot of ego releasing, a lot of releasing of my own fears, of my own, like, masks, like lots of masks. My mask of, I'm a psychologist. I can't be vulnerable. Oh, my mask of perfectionism. And all of those masks had to dissolve in order for me to ascend.
And one of the biggest developments for me was to understand, you know, the stories I told myself about what people believed when they see me, when they meet me, when they're introduced to me. I had this assumption, and assumptions can be very dangerous things, right? That people believe certain things about me. And then you do some exercises and you find out that what they believe is something that wasn't even on my radar. And it's an eye-opening experience. So there's a huge development learning curve from doing a few simple exercises.
I'm going to stretch you, my little love.
My little love, okay.
My big love. What exactly was, in this moment, can you think of like one of those beliefs that you had that you were like, holy shit, that's not how other people perceive me? What?
Okay. So maybe I'll change that a little bit. One of the perceptions that the majority of
people... No, that's my question. You can't change it.
Well, here...
I'm just kidding.
Okay, fine. So one of the perceptions, I'm just going to go ahead. One of the perceptions that a lot of people had of me was, you know, that I give the perception that I have all of my shit together, right? And I feel that for the most part I do, without a doubt. However, you know, I walked into those courses and I didn't feel confident completely in who I was. There was a lot going on in my life. I felt like I was disheveled, but I gave their perception to the majority of people that I was on top of things. So whether it was, you know, the clothes I wear or how I walk or whatever the case is, they had this perception that I was, you know, fully put together. And, you know, I'm very confident in who I am now. But 5 years ago, you know, I had a lot of questions going on in my head, right? There's a lot going on in my personal life, some family issues, and not Roz family issues, but the family that I grew up with. So it was interesting to hear that perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you really shifted internally, and it really showed up externally as well, just your energy and your confidence, which is mm-hmm. so cool to see. So my love, we are going to bring you into commercial, and when we come back, we are going to share some of these jaw-dropping stories. So stay tuned.
I'm a little bit nervous.
It's good.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
When you wake up in the morning, are you excited for the new day? Are you passionate about your work? Are your relationships fulfilling? And finally, are you happy? I'm Mia Voce, your host and guide to the power of five. Harness the forces of the universe and unleash your powers within. Join me each Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Om Times Radio. And remember, anything is possible. You only just have to believe.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact. Without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, my loves. All right. So you ready? I hope you guys are sitting down. We had a little bit of foreplay with you before the commercial. And now I'm just going to remind you of the attitude we had going into the experiences that we co-created for ourselves, so that we could experience more excitement, more passion, more sexiness, more vulnerability in our relationship together. So these are some of the main ones that we felt important to share with you, which is always having an open mind, always being open to seeing what's possible and being curious in that. Being curious, when you are curious, you cannot be judgmental. You cannot be judgmental. And I think one of my favorite attitudes to take on is experimental. Let's see what happens, right? But here's the more specific question. What's the best that can happen? Instead of allowing our fears to take over and drive the bus and then going to, well, like, you know, all the stories that we tell ourselves about what's going to happen when we're letting our fear drive the bus, we ask ourselves, what's the best that can happen? What are some of the possible outcomes?
Yeah, I really attach to that too, because, you know, if we tell someone we're going to go hiking in the mountains here in Canada, they say, well, what about bears? Well, that's kind of a worst case scenario. We say, well, what about all the amazing things that you can experience? The views, the scenery, the fresh air, the exercise, right?
The conversation.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite. Yeah.
You know, having a new way to experience life together. That's the amazing thing. So, yes, look for the positive out aspect of any experience and just be curious about that.
Yes. Who are you going to become because of it? Who are you going to become because of it? And then we do ask ourselves to explore what's the worst that can happen and how can we do our best to take measures to not let it happen to the best of our control. So that's a perfect example, my hun, with the hiking, right? What about bears? Well, then we're going to bring bear spray, right? And talk lots and have the bells, all that good stuff, so that the bears stay away. Here's the trick. To know that whatever happens, there's always a lesson there. So if you are not, this is a judgment, not liking what's happening in your experience, you need to look at your own belief system because it's being shown to you in that moment, the resistance, the tension, the contractions, the whatever that is, anxiety. Anger, you've got to look at that and see it as, what's the lesson for me here? Because everything is neutral until you put meaning to it. And how you do that is based on your belief system. So it's actually a really beautiful thing when things go sideways and you get to explore, okay, what is this about for me? You know, okay, this is a warm-up story because
I'm sure everyone's really anticipating these stories here, so I think we need to get into it.
Okay, so recently, this is like a interesting story where I think a lot of couples can relate with this. So Dan and I are really practical people. We usually spend our money on practical things. In over the years, like, I really love to have my home feel energetically soulful and inspirational and high vibration. So I really love purchasing art and pieces that bring me joy, you know, crystals and paintings, decor from HomeSense. And I really have never spent, in terms of an art piece, more than, I think, around $500. So not a whole lot of money. And recently, my girlfriend, Stephanie Hassan, you guys need to go check her out. She's an intuitive artist. So she has intuitive psychic abilities, and she's able to channel your energy and then put that onto a painting. And one of the paintings that she created literally looked like an orgasm with fire. And it was very much how I feel on the inside. And I'm like, wow. My soul was on fire looking at this. I was literally having soul gas. And finally, I'm like, I need that, you know, like that in my office. I need that because that matches how I feel on the inside. And just the energy and the vibration of our art is so freaking powerful. And I know that when I have this piece in my office, it'll just continue to have the abundant vibe flowing. And so I asked her, I said, I know that this is going to be quite an investment. I've never spent more than $500 on art. And I know I need this. Like, this, my soul is just literally saying yes on all levels. So I am ready to know what the investment is. And so the investment for this piece of art was $2,400. And I was like, okay, yeah, I see the value in that. And I recognize it's a stretch and I'm willing to play in this stretch. And my husband and I have this policy where we communicate about our finances. Obviously, you guys, pledge in the bedroom and bank. And we don't make, big decisions together. Without each other.
We should make big decisions together, yeah.
So I went back again, and do you want to share your side? Now, remember, Dan is a financial planner. He's the logical right brain.
So I do appreciate art as well. However, I look at the price tag, $2,400, and that in and of itself is a good chunk of money, right? And I'm thinking, well, what practical things can we use that for? Could we invest that money? Could we use it to pay off our mortgage? I look at all those other aspects. And it kind of took me by surprise. I didn't know much about what this art meant to Roz, right? And I was almost kind of shocked by the price tag. So instead of coming from a place of, attack or like shock and
defensiveness
and blame and saying, you're irresponsible, blah, blah, blah. I wanted to understand what meaning that would give to her, right? And to see where we can come to a win-win situation, because that's the most important aspect in a relationship, coming to a win-win, not a compromise, because a compromise often means that neither gets what they really want.
Mm-hmm.
However, finding a win-win where we're both happy with the end result.
Yes. And I'm like, you didn't see the orgasms I was having showing you the thinking? But anyway, so we did come to a win-win, and both of us are launching big things in each of our businesses. So I said to Dan, knowing like I have the money in my bank account, I absolutely do. I'm overflowing in it, and I'm grateful for that. That's a fact. I'm not bragging. That's a fact. So I knew I would have the money, and this wouldn't put us out in any way. I already felt the vibration. I already felt like it was here. In fact, I rearranged, painted my office just to match the painting. And I said, I'm okay, wait, my love. I already feel it in my body. It's mine. There's no question. It's here already. I feel it. It's the vibe. And I'm happy to wait. If it makes you feel more comfortable to have us launch our launches first and then see the money coming in from, I can be logical, absolutely. And that helps you feel more comfortable.
Yeah,
right?
And that gave me a bit of peace of mind and time to process this too, because, she came to me and this was all kind of blah, 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 all at one time. And I was like, wow, that's a lot to process. And, I'm not an impulsive type of person, whereas
spontaneity
is what my dear wife likes to live by.
That's
sometimes, and it's not how I live, but we came to a place where she allowed me time to kind of process it. She had time to identify what she needed out of it, and it was came to a positive end result, positive decision.
Yes, and because I already felt the vibe, here's the thing, guys, I teach about mindset, soul plus strategy, right? Mindset plus strategy. And mindset and soul, like your vibration, will always trump the strategy. Always. So I already felt the painting was here. I already felt it in my body, all the sensations, all the vibes. So my vibe elevated. And from that time of our conversation, so I think it took about 2 weeks, I manifested two huge clients. So a high ticketed price client. And I was like, okay, honey, so we good now? And that wasn't even my launch. I didn't launch yet, guys. I'm launching something very exciting, and you'll have to stay tuned for that. But the hint is, it's chakra codes for business. I haven't even launched that yet. And this is what happens. When your vibe is so high, everything that is aligned with your soul-led business is going to come to you. How can it not? You're still open to all these possibilities. So as of today, we have already purchased the painting. I should say I, because it's my gift to me. And Stephanie is in the works of channeling my energy. So, all right. Okay, are you guys ready for the freaking amazing juiciness? You look like you were going to say something, my love.
No, I'm just wanting to get going here.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so remember, again, I have an experiment attitude. We have tons of experience in putting ourselves in uncomfortable situations for the purpose of growing, personal development, for the purpose of learning to release our egos, all right? So what we're about to share with you may shock you, may bring up some of your own shit and your own judgment. And so I really want to invite you to notice those judgments. Some of you might find yourself feeling relieved, like, holy shit, somebody's actually talking about this? Yes, okay? So last year, we were in Atlanta. I had a speaking gig there. And then after that, it's playtime. I freaking love pairing business with pleasure.
And just to frame it, our kids were not with us.
Yet. So whenever I travel for speaking gigs, I love to, as much as possible, love to have Dan come with me. When he has his adventures in business, I love to go with him. That is one part where we don't just do business. We really want to make sure we're also exploring the world.
And as a side note, it really fires me up to see my wife, speaking on stage. I think she's really sexy, right? So, you have your home, your wife at home and socially, but then when you see your wife from a different perspective, I want you to do that with your own relationship that you're in. Try to see your husband or your wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, in another environment, right? It'll my eyes were wide open.
Thank you for saying that, my love. And the feeling is mutual. When Dan goes out to sleep, I'm like, my panties are wet. So let's just say that. So this is last year?
May last year, yeah.
Okay. And so after the business event is done, we're like, okay, it's playtime. And we have been kind of researching a little bit. This is what we decided. We're going to go to a sex club. We're going to go to a sex club. We've never, ever been to a sex club before. We've heard about them. We've kind of like been curious about them, but we've never actually set foot in a sex club. And, where are we doing it? In somewhere where you don't live.
Yeah. And, something about Roz, we've been to the San Diego Zoo and we ran into somebody she knew. We've been to a random beach in Hawaii. She ran into somebody she knew. So it's like, well, the chances of running into somebody in Atlanta are pretty low. So let's just try it. Because if we do it at home and we're going to run into somebody for sure. So let's just try it.
And you know what, though? It doesn't matter. If we run into somebody we know, then that's cool because that means they're into this, whatever their journey is. There's no judgment here. So we were choosing between two different clubs to go to. One was like $100 a person, and then the other one was like, I think, half that price, right? So I was like, let's go to the cheaper one. Let's see what it's like. So we are fucking nervous as hell. Like, we're like, oh my God, this is so nerve-wracking. What do you wear? What do you like? How do you dress? Like, we're like, I think even on the website, the person can text the owner. And so we're like, okay, we're newbies, like we've never done this before, like what can we expect? We did our research. And then
one of the stories that I was telling myself is, how attractive are all the people they're gonna be, right?
Yeah.
Like I was like, this is crazy. Is it gonna be like a Hollywood movie type setting? Or like we've never experienced this before. So that was one of the stories going on in my head.
Both of ours,
yeah.
Right? Like you go into the whole comparison trap. Like, are we gonna be like attractive enough? And like, kind of crazy. So, or whatever. We're not even there for other people. We set boundaries. We were very clear. We are here to stretch ourselves as a couple. We're not gonna play with anyone. This is we're gonna be really clear about that. We are here for ourselves. To spark up our own sex life together and be curious and get to know people and their stories and this like interesting lifestyle people live. That doesn't mean that we are entering the lifestyle. We're just gonna explore. Like we're researchers. Put ourselves right in there. So when we got to this club, we took a Uber, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we get pulled into this alleyway because this club is like
It's in a weird neighborhood. I don't know.
And it's like this industrial looking neighborhood. We're like, all right, is this like safe? Oh my God. Good thing I know karate and Krav Maga, which is a Israeli martial arts. I'm just kidding. We didn't feel that unsafe. It was totally awesome. Like, we were greeted with a friendly bouncer, just really friendly, welcoming, and then like let us into the club. We get there, we need to sign the forms of confidentiality. And then we go in, and I don't even remember what kind of music was playing, to be honest. I was just like, this is interesting.
I think we were overwhelmed by the environment, trying to absorb everything, all the people, you know, the how it all flowed, you know, energy-wise. It was
breaking our like belief system, but like, honestly, the people there, they were just everyday normal looking people. Like, I was expecting, like, I don't know what we were expecting, like Hollywood.
Well, I was expecting Hollywood. I mean, this is like, because that's what you see in movies, right? You know, so that's kind of what I was expecting.
So yeah, it was really interesting. And we were just like, okay, we're at the bar. I don't really drink. So I think I had like, there was like pop or something. So I had pop. And, we're just kind of chilling out. We're just observing. And then this guy comes up to us after, I don't know, like 5 or 10 minutes, right? And we're observing. So just to paint the picture, there's like the main floor where it's all dark in there. It's black. And then there's like, you know, those, not strobe lights, but like there's dim lights.
Black lights.
Yeah. And then there's like an upper floor where there's people overlooking this balcony type thing. You can see that there is like an open room for bed. And then there were like private rooms. So we're going to go into commercial. And when we come back, we're going to share with you what happens next. So stay tuned.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, you guys ready? So when this a man approached us, he was about probably like my age, so 36-ish. I'm 39 now, but he was like, oh hi, you know, we were very very friendly, and we were like hi. He introduced himself. Let's call him Matt. And Matt said, oh, you know, where are you guys from? And we're like, we're from Canada. He's like, wow. Why are you here?
What are you guys doing here?
here in this club. I'm so sorry that you're here. Because he was made it very clear this was not the best sex club. We're like, well, it was one of the two that we decided on. He's like, oh shit, went to the other place. We're like, why are you here? And he's like, I'm here for my friend's birthday. He's like, come, I'll show you around. And we had already we made it really clear we're just checking things out.
Just here for observation, not participation.
That's right. We saw all sorts of very interesting activities, let's just say that.
Yeah.
And so it was eye-opening, to say the least. And you really, need to have that curiosity, that non-judgmental, but there were some things that, because these activities are new for our eyes to see, we were definitely surprised. And both of us growing up in environments where, Dan's mom was a nun, his dad was a priest. If you guys didn't hear that, listen to the first episode. And me being Asian, growing up, with the whole attitude around you don't get married until you don't have sex until you get married. So it's very, both of us came from very traditional, conservative families. So it was just very interesting to really explore this whole world of sexuality and sensuality in such an interesting way and observe.
And also to break down the barriers to your own thought process of what this place should be like, to actually experience it in the flesh, to be there and have these perceptions destroyed. And now you know what it's like. Roz's tagline is magnetize and monetize. And I think what this did for us was, because this was a shared experience, it magnetized us. It drew us together even further to have this, this fun. The night ended up being one of the most fun nights in our life.
The best, guys. Love that.
Running around. We went to different places.
What we learned was we
G-rated
are...
G-rated fun.
No, maybe more like PG.
Yeah, PG-13.
This is not kid friendly, you guys. So we learned we are very magnetic. We learned that people are drawn to us, and oh my god, you guys, we manifested this amazing guy who took us around town in his car, because he had a car, and so he took us to this incredible strip club. We've been to strip clubs before, but
this was like nothing else. We talk about, are these people going to be Hollywood people? Well, at the strip club, it kind of was,
it actually was like how you see it in the movie. Yeah. I was like, what? And we were like a 5-star restaurant in there. So we're in the strip club. So I'm having my fancy lobster tail and looking at these beautiful, gorgeous women doing their thing. It was very
interesting. The guys in expensive suits just all pimped out. And, it was an experience upon itself as well.
And I love people watching, and being a former psychologist, I really love to study human behavior. And that's literally the hat I was wearing. I was like, oh my gosh, okay, I'm going to check out that guy over there and see how he's interacting with the strippers and the waitresses. And it was just fascinating to me. And you could tell he was a regular. You could watch people who are not regulars. It was just so fascinating. And then Matt took us to a pub, which was way more like Cheers. Those of you who know what Cheers are from the 80s.
Yeah, for those of you who are younger, it was more like a neighborhood type of pub, casual place. Yeah.
Yeah, so totally different dynamics, right, obviously. And then he happened to have his friends there, so we met his friends. And then he took us to a gay bar. That was so freaking fun. I think you got hit on.
I got a little bit of attention there. I'm like, all right, this is different.
Alaska loved you. He wasn't like, hey, Matt. I was like, oh my. And goodness, just beautiful people. Honestly, beautiful people. Just the energy was beautiful. Just so much fun. And we ended up at, what is that, pancake house?
Chicken waffles, I think.
Oh my gosh.
I think we were there until 4:30 in the morning or something like that with Matt and his friends and It was, the whole night was an amazing experience. We still talk about it, you know, every once in a while. Like, holy smokes, that was a ton of fun.
And now we're talking about it on in my global energetic sacred. So now you all know what we've been up to. And so since then, really, honestly, that, like, we've gone to more sex clubs and we've gone to sex parties. And it's been really interesting to just really explore these ways. And we are, you know, always putting on our experimental attitude. We are always finding ways to keep it sexy and juicy.
And I just love these new experiences. We've been together for 18 years. You can let things get mundane and dull and tired, and you know, you can, a lot of people go their separate ways and they try to find experiences on their own. But having experiences with your spouse, your significant other, keep it fresh, keep it exciting. You know, that's fun. And that's what I think adds to the passion and the longevity that we have in our relationship.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to just put a teaser here because I'm sure some of you guys are like, well, are you in the lifestyle? Are you not? And you know what? And it doesn't really matter, right? What the big piece is that you are in this experience together. Like, how many couples, when you go to a restaurant, right, and you're looking around, how many couples are not fucking talking to each other and they're on their phone?
Well, it drives me crazy. You see a couple together, they're just staring at their phones. And you're like, wow, how can you do that? Like, how can you not interact and get to know each other even further? It doesn't matter if you're together a week, a year, a decade, whatever.
Yeah, this has just totally opened us up to understanding how we want to go into relationship with each other and our own relationship with sexuality and sensuality. And just, you know, it's like, I thank you to those of you who really are sex positive guys and coaches and healers. Like, the world needs so much healing and letting go of the old way of thinking around sex and shame and guilt. And I just want to give a huge kudos to you all. That is something that is not talked about enough, I truly believe. And the world needs to rise up and be in a much more ascendant, orgasmic energy in every single way. Like, it is just so, to me, it's very divine to be able to stretch yourself outside your comfort zone, look at your own beliefs that come up, and look at what is serving for you, look at what isn't, look at your own feelings and emotions that come up. This is why Dan and I do what we do. You know, yeah, for fun. And it's being so open to exploring. So, you know, we're not saying you need to go to sex club. We're not saying you need to be immersed in any part of this. What we are saying, our whole main point is, be in the experimental attitude. And whatever that stretch is for you, then go and do that. Like, I mean, geez, it was this past weekend, we went to a farm. And totally different environment, clearly.
pretty much the exact opposite, yeah.
And it still gave me so gasm because I got to learn so much about being on a farm. This is seriously, after 39 years, only my second time to be on a farm, you guys. I'm a total city girl.
Kind of cute to see you that way.
I'm super curious and you know, really like wondering how farmers, which were our family, Dan's side of his family and our cousins, live and create their livelihood. Like, I'm literally so curious. And, you know, the more you expand your context on a topic, on a theme, the more you know of things and you experiment without judgment, you explore without judgment, the greater your context becomes, the less ego you have. One of the things that people often say to me is, you're so easy to open up to. I can't believe I'm saying all this stuff, like, on the first time I'm meeting them. And it's because I have no judgment. I have only love to hold space and be curious about each of you. And the human, we as humans are so fascinating.
And I think people feel the energy, the openness, and you can relate to other individuals, other couples when you share that same energy. So we've met a couple new couples recently, you know, new friends, and we've been able to share stories that, you know, are amazing that you're sharing with people you didn't even know a month ago, right? Because you can just feel that you share the same energy, the same vibration,
yeah,
right? For being open to new possibilities and not judgmental.
And the thing is, like attracts like. So guess what? These couples are also very open to everything and judgmental and have had really cool experiences that we learn from. And that's the thing. That's what magnetism really is about. Magnetism is this experimental attitude that we've been talking about and teaching you on this episode to embody. It's not just something you think about. It's a vibe. You've got to embody it, mind, body, and spirit. That you can't fake your way. I hate that thing. Fake it till you make it. You can't fake your way to anything because guess what? That's a vibe too. You're faking something, people can see right through that shit. Right? So you've got to be real. You've got to actually put yourself through the experiences and learn and let go what doesn't serve or support. So the piece around magnetism, you guys, I'm going to bring this back into business. So what does all this have to do with magnetism? Well, I want to share this. So often I hear women entrepreneurs say, well, you know, my spouse or my family members don't really believe in what I do. My spouse often says, well, when are you going to go get a real job? Like, these are things I've heard. And I'm like, oh my goodness. I totally understand why they would do that, because now coming from a family background, it's a system. Every family member or the couple to make a change in that relationship, right? So I work directly with the entrepreneur, my clients, and it's all about your energy, how you're showing up. So if you're showing up in the energy of not believing in yourself, not having the confidence or the conviction about yourself and your gifts and your business, guess what? Your spouse, your family members are going to pick up on your lack of confidence. That energy affects and influences and impacts how they, the level of belief they have, excuse me, the level of belief they have in you too. So if you doubt yourself, guess what? They're going to mirror that back unconsciously to you. So when I work with my clients, I help them step into their power, claim their power, claim their belief, their conviction, their gifts, the alchemy of who they are, and light that fire, ignite and electrify them into a new level, that next level version of you. So that guess how you're showing up? You're showing up with confidence, with conviction. You're taking freaking inspired, aligned action in your business. Guess what's going to happen with the spouse? Oh my gosh, they're going to shift with you, right? In that same energy. So you guys, this is really deeply important. It's all about how you show up, how you show up. And when you show up that way, like Dan had mentioned earlier, your spouse is going to see you as sexier, as more desirable. They're going to really create that oh my God, like that's orgasmic energy in your relationship. Of course, this shit doesn't happen overnight, right? It takes work. Like you can hear, Dan and I continue to do our personal development. Please refer to our premiere episode of Pleasure in the Bedroom and Banks, where we actually give practical action steps and strategies in how we have created the foundation we have created. We share the rituals that we go through and conduct on a regular basis to keep our relationship solid, our foundation solid, and it's the alchemy of our relationship. So please go and listen to that. And please stay tuned for future Pleasure in the Bedroom and Bank episodes, because you guys, I truly think that this is so fucking important. So important.
New ways that you can bond, keep your primary relationship fresh. I mean, that's what life is about, right? And like Roz said, you know, I have her back. She's got mine through any aspect of life. That's why we're together. That's why I love her. That's why, you know, we're married and keeping it fresh, right?
soul contracts. Apparently, yeah. This is our eighth life together.
He's coming back for more.
Maybe you can come
back. Oh, I don't know.
Part of the magnetism, my love. So I'm going to guide you into a light language activation. It's really like feeling into the soulful, joyful, orgasmic, energy that we have brought into the sacred container today. And I want you to feel that in your body. Feel into the desire, the pleasure, the inspiration that you too can have a rich, fulfilling relationship. It is your birthright to feel sexy, to be sexy, to feel soulful. It is absolutely safe to feel sensual. Feeling sexy is spiritual. Having a sexy, simple relationship with your birthright. Thank you, my love. I'd love for you to share this episode. Give us a review on Apple iTunes, my Spotify, Breaker, Home Time Radio, of course. This is really live. Support this. Thank you so much. And until next time, stay happy, be playful, be spiritual, and go out there and do your thing. Thank you, my love.